The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Caesars.
How come your pickle is bigger than mine? That's not true of real life. Let's be honest. Your beef jerky is bigger than mine, too. I got the chef.
Heart problems.
Didn't he have a heart problem or something?
Why, you mean he didn't try very hard?
No, he had a... Oh. Yeah, geez.
Getting distracted.
Some shots from the spot. But one thing, did you try to get a fly in the middle of my car? I got to be focused here, man.
You're bugging me all day.
Jeez, I can barely even function at half of it, and you're making it hard on me. Jeez. We got Mr. Miyagi over here swatting flies.
It's time for Struds On.
The haves and have-nots. You know, I remember back when in 2004, 2005, Goodnow was our director of our player, NFL or NHL Players Association. And he said, with a cap, eventually what's going to happen, you're going to have the haves and the have-nots. Now, everyone's going to make a lot of money, relatively speaking. But you're going to start seeing the top players get bigger pieces of the pie. And then the middle and bottom third of the league are going to get squeezed down lower because those top guys are going. And we start to see that a little bit as we work through, but not too much. But with this flat cap and this pandemic, the way it's affecting the league, I believe this is where we're really going to start to see it. Ken Hall, in his own words, talked about how the cap may be flat for one, two, or three seasons. Who knows? You know, he's just guessing, but you know, he could be that long. So guess who's going to still get their money? The top players. That means that the middle and the bottom of the league is going to, or the middle third and the bottom third of the league is going to get pinched. And, you know, say Gallagher signs his extension for $6.5 million. I get it. You know, you look at some of the other guys have signed some deals that are good, but not maybe what we've seen in the past. But there's still a lot of average to middle players that are still out there. And the ones that have signed have given a discount for what they've gotten before because the cap is not going up and it's not expected to go up. So teams are really playing, whether it's hardball or whatever, they're just saying, guys, this is all we got. You know, this is all we got to give you. This is take it or leave it, or we'll find someone who will take it. There's one contract signed by the Habs I don't understand. That's Jake Allen. Jake Allen's 30 years old. He has $4.3 million this year. He just signed an extension for 2 years at $2.9 million. And I get they want to have a goalie in place to put their for the expansion draft. I understand all that. But my question is this. Why do you have to sign Jake Allen now to that deal? Because I believe Jake Allen in a year, and when you see that how tight the salary cap, if it doesn't go up at all, and if you know they aren't able to get fans and it's a shortened season, I promise you that the amount of pay that people are going to want to be giving to backup goalies is only going to go down. So I get Bergeron's trying to set the table and understand, say, this is what we have. We're looking 2-3 years down the road, and I get all those things. But I think this, even in this case, you might have got Jake Allen next year for $2 million. You know, $2.2 million. So, yeah, that's $600,000, and I guess in the NHL team of $81 million doesn't make a difference, but it does. I believe it does make a difference. So teams have to be really leery of and players, of watching who they give the big money to, but also squeezing up the middle and bottom third of the league. And that's what's going to happen. And coming out of this, my prediction is that separation will grow bigger, and it will stay like that moving forward. So the haves and have-nots, everyone still makes a lot of good amount of relatively speaking, but that distance between the two is going to continue to grow.